Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. We recount your wondrous deeds. At the set time that I appoint, I will judge with equity. When the earth totters and all its inhabitants, it is I who keep steady its pillars. I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Do not lift up your horn on high or speak with haughty neck. For not from the east or from the west, and not from the wilderness comes lifting up. But it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. But I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Does the thought of a judge cause you to rejoice or tremble in fear? If you've ever had to present yourself before a judge in a civil court, the memory of it probably will spark at least a little bit of nervousness. If you are not guilty, whether you win or lose your case still depends on the truthful testimony of witnesses and accurate portrayal of evidence. And if you are actually guilty, the possibility of unfair or too harsh judgment still remains, because humans will always be fallible, despite our best efforts to the contrary. The psalm today speaks of God as the most righteous judge, judging all people with the same standard, with the verdict being for all eternity, salvation for all who believe. That is what God truly desires more than anything else for his people. Yet the wicked are always with us. The prideful, arrogant enemies of God, who mock and despise the teaching of his holy word, ridicule and torment those who believe in Christ Jesus, foolishly believing that they can do as they please and suffer no consequence. Fools and unbelievers, beware! God's court is not simply a civil court dishing out rebukes and punishments. Self-pride and arrogance against God's word is the most serious offense. When the psalm today speaks of the wicked holding up and drinking the dregs from God's cup, it is to their great harm. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 17, described the wayward Israelites like this. Wake yourself, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath, who have drunk to the dregs the bowl, the cup of staggering. Yes, that was the Lord pleading with his people to stop drinking from this cup. Repent, for by continuing in their rebellious ways, they were drinking the dregs, being given over to their idolatrous doings and ultimate self-destruction, staggering completely under the weight of their sins, until eventually they will fall forever away from the wonderful blessings of God. People today are no different from the people of the Old Testament when it comes to the dangerous sin of pride and self-will, stiff-necked and boastful in our own accomplishments. Satan loves to use that against us, so be ever on your guard. Even believers, if we sink too far into unrepentance, lusting after the ways of the world and further away from God's word, can be lulled into apathy and spiritual laziness. Be watchful, repent, guard your heart. God is a wrathful and righteous judge, to be sure, as every single soul will one day know. Yet, he loves us. He cares for and about us. He hears our prayers when we are glad and when we are in anguish. He lifts us up when we realize we can't do it without him. He forgives us as we pour out our failings, our fears, into his ear. He grants to the believer pure grace, mercy, and joy even in the midst of despair and sorrow. Be patient. In His time, He will execute judgment on the wicked and deliver the believing from their burdens of the world to eternal glory. On our own, without Jesus, we would all be found guilty, for none of us can live up to God's standard of perfect obedience. During Holy Week especially, the week before Easter and Christ's glorious resurrection, we fix our eyes upon Jesus and the cross where He died to pay the debt for your sins and for mine, so that in Him, the author and the perfecter of our faith, and by His sacrifice, we have forgiveness and the unwavering love of Christ, our Redeemer and Savior. We pray. Heavenly Father, draw near to us and take from our hand the cup of God's wrath, replacing it with your cup of mercy and forgiveness through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you thanks today and always that by your grace you have saved and redeemed us from eternal death. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.